This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, some of you, myself included, are seeking God for answers to understand physical healing.
Yes.
I'm not going to be satisfied, Mishpucha, until everyone that prays for healing in Jesus' name the manifestation occurs in this life. And my guest is Dr. Tom Renfro. I'm speaking to him at his office in Norton, Virginia, where he's a medical doctor, an internist, and on November 1996, he got a report he did not want. As a matter of fact, this is of all the diseases that he was familiar with, and as a medical doctor, he was familiar with most of them. This was the one he did not want, the one that he feared the most. He not only had lymphoma, but he had mantle cell lymphoma. And unfortunately, this is incurable. This is untreatable. The prognosis is death. It's the worst kind of lymphoma. Now, Tom, when you realized that you had this, was your first thought, I'm going to be healed? Or was your first thought, great fear?
My first thought was panic. What am I going to do? What's going to happen to me? But I was a Christian, just like most Christians. Attended church, growing in Christ, trying to learn, trying to apply the principles of God into my life. And when I heard the diagnosis, one of the first places I went to was the altar. And when I was at the altar, I had my pastor with me. The church family was with me, and we were praying, and the Holy Ghost moved on my pastor, and he pronounced that time. He said, the Spirit of the Lord told me he's going to take you through. That was a word that I held on to, even as the disease progressed and raged throughout my body over the next year. I held on to that word until God brought deliverance and healing into my body.
I'd like you to put your wife on. I want to speak to Sid Renfro, because from a wife's viewpoint, I want to find out what it was like when her husband got that death sentence.
Well, here she is.
Sid, are you there?
Yes.
When you found out that your husband had mantle cell lymphoma, what went through your mind?
At first, just shock. The initial reaction is shock. And then we begin to pull on the spiritual strings. How are we going to handle this? And we began to make a plan to seek God and to get into His Word and to hear what God had to say about our situation.
So how did you feel when you saw the symptoms not getting better, but getting worse, and you saw your husband before your very eyes deteriorate? I mean, I've seen the video, which I've never seen a video that's been so complete, where you see the body just little by little dying right before your very eyes. I mean, how are you able to fight? I mean, it's one thing in theory, and it's another thing to even preach on healing, but it's another thing to watch it before your very eyes, watch your husband just dying.
Well, Isaiah 26:3 says, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord. And we had to stay our mind on the Lord. It didn't matter what we saw. In fact, I took the mirrors down in the home so he wouldn't have to look at himself.
Yes, but you were looking at him.
I was looking at him. And the only way I got through it, people ask me now how I made it day to day. I never thought that there would be a tomorrow in the illness. I thought every morning he would be healed that day. And I just asked the Lord every day, give us this day our daily bread. And I thought by that afternoon he would be totally healed. But it was a spiritual fight. And I had always been taught that you could not ask God why. I have since heard teaching that you can. But I would ask him when and where are you? I would say, God, where are you? But he always ministered peace. But I had to stay my mind on the Lord. You know, we cannot be moved by what we see, feel, or hear. We have to move and in him we live, we move, and we have our being.
You know, if you weren't strong in your faith, if you didn't fight down and literally pull down these principalities and powers that were attacking you, I don't think your husband would have lived. What do you think?
No, there were times that he mentally could not fight. He was too exhausted. He was too short of breath. He never did totally lose consciousness, but there were times that he was not totally at himself just from the lack of oxygen. And there were many times that I had to stand in the gap and be the intercessor. You know, God always has a man, and if we put our trust in him, and like the man in John 5 who said, I had no man, that's where we are if we don't have our trust and our faith in God. But if we are walking God's way, he will have someone there to sustain us, and I had to sustain him many times.
Yeah, he told me that you literally sometimes would just crawl and lay on top of his body.
Yes, one night I knew he was dying. I knew. We had been through a lot, but at this point I knew he was dying. And I just jumped up in the bed and put my knees on either side of him, and I got hold of his body, and I began to speak to the spirit of death and command it to go. And I began to speak life and the word over him. You know, the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And I began to say what God has said about our situation. I began to say, I shall not die but live, Psalms 118:17. I shall not die but I shall live to declare the works of the Lord. And I began to quote the word of God, that God has not given us the spirit of fear. And I began to quote the prophecies. We had had people lay hands on us and prophesy to us. And I just began to quote those back to God. The word speaks of bringing up a memorial. And I brought up memorials of God. You said, and your word says, we live by what proceeds out of your mouth.
Would you put Tom on again? Because I want to find out exactly what was going on inside of his body. And as a medical doctor, he's the best one to describe that.
One moment.
Okay, we have Dr. Tom Renfro coming back on the telephone. And for those that are just tuning in, he was diagnosed with mantle cell lymphoma, which is the worst lymphoma possible. There's no cure. There's no treatment. Nothing could be done. Tom, describe how your body was deteriorating.
Over the period of about 9 months, it seems like every week there was a new lymph node popping up. I had tumors that were the size of apples under my neck. It just outlined the entire lymphatic anatomy. They were the size of cantaloupes under my arm. I had a size 60 waist.
Size 60 from where?
From a size 33 to a size 60.
What caused the body to expand? Was it the tumors?
At first I thought it was fluid. But when they did the CT scans, there wasn't any fluid there. It was tumors. Tumors the size of footballs.
Were the tumors painful?
They were not. They were not painful. They were uncomfortable, but they weren't like frank pain. I had some pain when they would press the nerves in my right arm, and I'd have to reposition my arm to move that nerve off that tumor.
Now, what was your steady diet, so to speak? And I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about spiritually. How did you address this, so to speak?
We created an atmosphere of healing. And when I was awake, we would have praise music in the background. I would have people come daily to minister to me. My associate pastor, Robbie Fultz, a tremendous man of God, he later told me it was like preparing for a sermon every day. And he would get into the Word of God, and he would come and speak that Word, and we would talk about it. We would discuss it. We would pray. My pastor, Glenn Sturgill, a true man of God, he would come and lay hands and anoint me almost on a daily basis. He would sometimes come when I hadn't called and said, "You're in the middle of a battle. Let's rebuke the devourer."
Now, when things were getting really bad, and it would have been easy for you to say, I just don't feel like going to church, you took a different stance. Explain
right. When I went to church, I always got strength. And I determined that I was going to do what the Bible said, that I would assemble myself together, and that I would offer up the praise that I had to God that day in thanksgiving. You see, thanksgiving establishes relationship with God. And he says, in everything give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus towards you. In everything give thanks. And so I would press myself to go. I would take what energy I had, and I'd rather be at the altar. In fact, they laid a couch at the altar at the church where they would lay me in, to where I could be a part of the service. And they would carry me in and carry me out. But I was determined that I was going to be part, and with everything in my body, to be there to worship the King of Kings.
I mean, there were times when you had difficulty even breathing, and you still pushed yourself to go.
Well, they'd bring the oxygen. And they would... We had a television ministry in our church, and they would take the camera and zoom in on the oxygen dial of the tank to see when it would start getting low so they could change it. And all at once, I didn't know it at the time, they'd just show up and change my tank. But the people surrounded me. You know, I was a physician. I was always used to giving to people. But when I got sick, I had to be on the receiving side.
And you know what? We're about ready, Mishbucha, to go to a key that I do not see in many people who die prematurely, that we'll talk about on tomorrow's broadcast. But God saw fit to document this actual footage of the deterioration. You'll see his body from week to week getting literally dying before your very eyes. And then one of the greatest miracles you'll ever see, how he was just instantly healed through a miracle of God. It's a two-hour video. We're asking $18 postage paid. If you know someone that needs encouragement, say, "That's me." If you need someone that needs encouragement, get this video and watch it. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Thank you.
Christmas time.